You're listening to SBS News.
The trade union movement wants a 7% increase to the minimum wage for Australia's lowest paid workers. The ACTU says an increase of that magnitude would mean the pay of more than 2.6 million workers on minimum and award wages would increase by $1.50 an hour to a new minimum hourly rate of $22.88. The peak union body made the recommendation in a submission to the Fair Work Commission's National Minimum Wage Review ahead of the decision in June. If granted, the weekly national minimum wage would increase by $56.88 to $869.48, and annually by $2,965 to $45,337 from July 1. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says the increase will help those struggling the most and makes up for the decrease in real wages over the last 2 years.
They spend everything they earn and they are not coping at the moment, and they're not coping because inflation has been so high. Rents have gone up so much. Food and groceries have gone up so much. They don't have any extra money to spend, and so it means that people are cutting back. Cutting back on things like meals, cutting back on going to the doctor, cutting back on getting their car fixed if it breaks down, all of the basics. The reason why they need an increase is to keep their heads above water.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government supports an increase, but is not putting a specific figure on it just yet.
Well, we'll make our own submission to the Fair Work Commission's annual wage review, and the submission that the government makes will be consistent with our values and our policies and our objectives. We want to see wages moving again in this country in responsible and sustainable and meaningful ways, and it's just common sense to begin with the lowest paid Australians. Now, some people will pretend that we've got an inflation problem in our country because the lowest paid Australians are getting paid too much, and that is obviously complete and utter rubbish.
While inflation has likely reached its peak already and slowed to 6.8% in February, opposition leader Peter Dutton has told Radio 2GB raising minimum wages to the same level as inflation will create a wage price spiral, creating more inflation.
The government's ramped up spending, and that fuels inflation. And as you know, every economist around the country has pointed out, you need to get the balance right in relation to increasing wages. Everyone's in favour of increasing wages, but if you get yourself into a situation where you're chasing inflation, then it will fuel inflation. Inflation goes up. So even with a pay rise, it means that people aren't getting ahead. And
no.
Inflation continues to go higher and higher and higher. And, yeah, I mean, the Labor Party has made this mistake when they've been in government before. And if they do it again, the workers in net terms will be worse off. And I mean, this government promised that there would be an increase in real wages if they got elected. That hasn't happened. Real wages have gone backwards.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry will also make a submission to the annual wage review. It's calling for a more moderate increase of 3.5% and a total increase of 4% to account for the 0.5% increase to the superannuation guarantee. ACCI CEO Andrew McKellar says businesses would like to pay their workers more, but says a 7% increase would be irresponsible.
Well, we would see that as not being a responsible outcome. What we've got to do in the current environment is we've got to get inflation under control. We've got to get inflation back down to that 2-3% target range that the Reserve Bank's outlined. We've got to take the pressure off interest rates. Our submission, a total increase of 4%, does that. It's responsible, it's fair, it's good for the economy. If we push too far, then the risk is that we will do damage, we will entrench inflation for longer, and we'll end up with higher interest rates.
Sally McManus disputes this, though, saying last year's increase of 5% did not increase inflation or unemployment.
We've got some employers that will be out there and they'll be saying things like, we can't have a pay increase because unemployment, it affects unemployment. Well, that's been shown to be not true. That's what they said last year, and unemployment is at record lows. They have said we can't have a pay increase because businesses will close down. Well, that's not true. We've had more businesses open last year and we've had a record low number of bankruptcies, so clearly that is not true. We've had some people say we can't have a pay increase because it'll lead to a wage price spiral. Well, clearly even the Reserve Bank says that is not true either. The current wage increase last year was 5%. The impact that had on overall wages was minuscule. It was less than a third of 1% in terms of the bump for overall pay increases.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.